returning back to item number three and proceeding in order from item number three to item four. Brief moment in time. Madam Clerk, will you read item number three, please?
Under County Executive's requesting authorization for the Department of Veterans Affairs to enter a lease with Berkshire Development Company LLC for office space at 6419 West Greenfield Avenue for a 5-year term.
Supervisor Mann?
Move approval.
Okay, Supervisor Mann moves approval. Our guests can introduce themselves and give us a brief summary.
Good morning, Chairman, Supervisors. Tia Forrest with the County Executive's Office. I'm here to obviously answer any questions, but the substance of this will be handled by Mr. Duff.
Okay. Jim Duff, Director of Veteran Services for Milwaukee County. I appreciate the opportunity, Supervisors Thomas and committee members, to present information on the lease and its hopeful approval. I did prepare a document to organize my thoughts, including the timeline of our occupancy on the VA grounds and the methodology I used in selecting the particular place that we're engaged with the lease right now. And I can certainly share it with the committee and go through it in brief detail. Just bring everybody up to speed on our occupancy on the VA grounds. It goes back to 2004 when we relocated from the basement of the courthouse here to Building 6 and subsequently Building 4. We were there under a memorandum of understanding with the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, who held a lease with the Federal Department of Veterans Affairs through July 31st of 2010. At that point, we remained in Building 4 as the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs vacated, and we began a negotiating process with the VA to engage in another lease to remain on the VA grounds. In August of 2011, prior to the lease being formally approved, the Department of Veterans Affairs decided they needed the space for their medical needs, and then claimed the property and gave us 120 days to depart. The actual eviction date, if we can call it that, was extended to January 13th of 2012 eventually. In August and September, I began to conduct a search for suitable office space. In October, we chose the space at the Berkshire, which is in fact the proposed lease. In November, we suspended negotiations with the Berkshire so that we could make one final attempt to negotiate with the VA to stay on the VA grounds, and we engaged the offices of Senator Cole and Congresswoman Moore, had one final meeting with the medical director at the VA, and the result of that conversation was no change in their position, and so we had to vacate the grounds. We then moved the lease forward to the Corporation Council. They made some recommended changes, which were agreed to. In January, earlier this month, County Executive Abley signed the agreement. On the 13th of this month, we closed out at close of business in Building 4. Over the weekend, moved into the new location, and then we opened up for business on Monday, January 16th. So that brings us to where we are today. At the bottom of the sheet I handed out is my decision matrix of how I went about looking at different properties. Some of the things that were important to us, one is to remain close to the VA grounds. When we were in the courthouse earlier in this decade or in the century, the number of customers was very light. It was under 40. Immediately that doubled to over 80 when we moved on to the VA grounds. It subsequently went up as high as 100 and some veterans per week during the mobilizations, and is now around 80 per week again. So we recognize the need to stay close to the VA grounds to have a place that was ADA compliant and accessible to veterans with disabilities, elderly veterans, and veterans that have challenges with mobility. And then, of course, cost was an issue also. We looked at two county facilities, both the city campus at 27th and Wells, and also the COGS building at 1220 West Valete. For various reasons, I can go into detail if you like, they were not suitable for us. And then we looked at some commercial properties close to the VA grounds, and then finally settled on the one at 6419 West Greenfield, where we are today. It is an ideal location. Our veterans traffic hasn't declined at all, even from the first day there. It is a very high visibility. There's parking on street, off the street, and adjacent city parking lot. It's an excellent location, right on a bus line, which was important to us. And there's space in the building for us to, if we have to increase this amount of services we provide, we can, and we have space there also to bring in the services that we've added. And I've mentioned them before, but I think before this committee, the Marquette Volunteer Legal Clinic, the Department of Workforce Development Office of Veteran Services, Child Support Services comes to our office and provides services. Department of Human Services, State of Wisconsin, provides food share and medical assistance, application assistance to veterans also. So we have it's an office that provides a multitude of services to veterans, and the location does meet our needs. Subject to any questions?
Supervisor Mayo?
I don't have any comments. I want to just make sure, Mr. Duff, I want to publicly thank you for serving my father, the World War II veteran, and 91 years old. I want you to continue to work hard for the veterans, and I really thank you, and my family thank you for all the hard work you do for my father.
Thank you, Supervisor.
Can you let everybody know what branch of military you served in?
I was the United States. I served in the United States Army 21 years.
What was your MOS?
I had a variety of MOSs. I started out as a Morse code intercept operator, 05H, and then I moved into transportation, finance, and finally into automation.
Supervisor DeBruin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to move approval of the lease.
Supervisor.
Oh, he already did. Okay. The only question I really have for you is, since this is a five-year lease and there's changes that the landlord has to make, have they made them already, or are you comfortable with the changes that they need to do, that they will happen in a timely manner?
Yes, ma'am. All those have been accomplished, and the build-out was, the cost that was amortized into the lease, so that the five-year lease provides us a more stable lease cost per month. It looked to me to be a better for our needs than the three-year lease. I think over the long term it's going to ensure that our costs stay relatively low, or certainly don't spike up if the office space prices increase in the coming years. So the five-year one was thought out, and I think it's going to meet our needs.
Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to tell Director Duff that for the time that he's been before us, I see that he's very conscientious. I appreciate the matrix that you have devised to give us some idea as to what you're looking at and your assessment of the various factors involved. And I just wanted to think that I think veterans are in good hands with you being their director.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for what you do, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. No further questions or comments, Madam Clerk.
On approval, Supervisor DeBruin.
Aye.
Mayo?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
From OS?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Motion to approve, 6-0.
Item number